You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers. Tyler here, with a quick tip for how to declutter the share sheet on iOS. If you're like me, you may find that you're browsing through Twitter and find a pic, or someone texts you something, say a picture, and if you want to understand it and the voiceover description is insufficient, you can share it with Seeing AI or Envision AI to get a clearer or more detailed description. However, I found that when I find a picture and hit share, by default, there are a bunch of suggestions at the top for context that it thinks I may want to share a picture with. I have not found this list to be particularly helpful. I very seldom send people pictures, and thus I actually spend more time swiping through their names to get to what I want to do, which is recognize with Seeing AI, than I would if I actually wanted to text them a picture. So to turn this off, which I'm going to demonstrate right now, on my iPhone, I'm going to ask Siri to open Siri settings.
Here are my settings.
Siri settings.
And flick right with one finger. And if you don't want to use Siri or as an alternative, you can just go into settings and then Siri and search.
Siri can help. Siri suggestions on homes. Suggestions when sharing off.
Suggestions when sharing. It's off for me. If it's on for you and you want to turn it off, just double tap. So I've gone into the Messages app now and I've pulled up a picture that someone recently texted. And so I'm going to flick right. So I'll flick right.
4 and 5, heading, photo, image, a screenshot of a photo of a paved path with grass on either side.
Flick right again.
Toolbar, share, button.
Share.
Save. IMG_2025, JPEG image, heading.
Flick right.
Close button. Airdrop button.
Now notice that all the suggestions are gone, so now I'm to airdrop.
Messages. Button.
Messages. Mail. Mail
button,
Twitter.
Button,
Twitter.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Button, notes. Button.
Notes.
Can FB read more? Copy button.
Can FB reader more?
Recognize with Seeing AI button.
Recognize with Seeing AI. So if I wanted to recognize the picture, I would just double tap. So all in all, that saves me a couple swipes, and I find that a very neat, handy feature in iOS 14. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. Peace.
This AppleViz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.